Immediately? Pauling asked. Yes, immediately. She was dead a day before you ever even heard of her. There was nothing wrong with your procedures. He killed her that first morning and drove back and waited outside the store until it was time to sound the alarms.
Not possible, Pauling said. His easy pass records showed he hadn't used a bridge or a tunnel that day.
Give me a break. You pull the tire off the windshield and put it in a foil packet they mailed it in. Then you use a cash lane.
Were you really in Philadelphia?
Yes, I really was.
Did you know what Knight was doing that day?
No, I really didn't.
Who faked Ann's voice on the phone? Who set up the ransom job?
So Tyus Knight would share with a couple of his buddies. Sometimes he would say Lane took care of all of that.
Which version did you believe?
Hobart's head dropped to his chest and canted left. He stared toward the floor. Reacher asked, Can I get you something?
I'm just looking at your shoes. I like nice shoes, too. At least I did.
You'll get prosthetics. You can wear shoes with them.
Can't afford them. Prosthetics or shoes.
What was the truth about Ann Lane?
Hobart pulled his head back to the cushion so he could look straight up at Pauling. He smiled, sadly.
The truth about Ann Lane. I thought about that a lot. Believe me, I obsessed over it. It became the central question of my life because basically it was responsible for what was happening to me. The third birthday I spent in there, they took me back to the courtyard. The second choice was pretty slightly different. Long sleeves or short? Stupid question, really. Nobody ever chose short sleeves. I mean, who the hell would? I saw 1,000 amputees in there and nobody ever took it above the elbow.
Silence in the room.
The things you remember. I remember the stink of the blood and the tar bucket and the pile of severed hands behind that big stone block. A bunch of black ones and one little white one.
What was the truth about Ann?
The waiting was the hardest part. I spent a year looking at my right hand, doing things with it, making a fist, spreading my fingers, scratching myself and my nails.
Why didn't I kill Ann Lane?
They weren't having an affair. Not possible. Knight wasn't that type of a guy. I'm not saying he had scruples. He was just a little timid around women, that's all. He did okay with trash in bars or with hookers. But Ann Lane was way out of his league. She was classy. She had personality. She had energy. She knew who she was. She was intelligent. She wouldn't have responded to the kind of thing that Knight had to offer, not in a million years. And Knight wouldn't have offered anything anyway because Ann was the CEO's wife. That's the biggest no-no of all time for American fighting man. In the movies, they show it maybe, but not in real life. Just wouldn't happen. And if it didn't, Knight would have been the last Marine on Earth to try it.
You sure?
I knew him very well, and he didn't have the kind of buddies that could have faked the voices, certainly not a woman's voice. He had no women friends. He didn't have any friends outside of me in the unit, not really, not close enough for work like that. What Marine does, that's when I knew he was bullshitting. There was nobody he knew where he could just walk up to them and say, Hey, help me out with this phony kidnap thing, why don't you?
So why did he even try bullshitting you?
Because he understood better than me that reality was over for us. There was really no difference between truth and fantasy for us at that point. They were of absolutely equal value. He was just amusing himself. Maybe he was trying to amuse me, too. But I was still analyzing stuff. He gave me a whole rainbow of reasons and details and facts and scenarios, and I checked them over very carefully in my mind for 5 long years. And the only story I really believe was that Lane set the whole thing up because Anne wanted out of the marriage. She wanted a divorce, and she wanted alimony, and Lane's ego couldn't take it, so he had her killed.
Why would Lane want Knight dead if all he had done was act on Lane's own orders?
Lane was covering his ass, tying up the loose ends, and he was avoiding being in someone else's debt. That was the main thing, really. Ultimately, that was the true reason. A guy like Lane, his ego couldn't take that either, being grateful to someone.
Silence in the room. What happened at Knight in the end?
His 4th birthday. He didn't go for the bucket. He didn't want to go on. The pussy just quit on me. Some damn jarhead he was.
Chapter 42. 10 minutes later, Dee Marie Graziano got home. A squawk box in the hallway sounded, and she asked for help carrying packages up the stairs. Reacher went down 4 flights and hauled 4 grocery bags back up to the apartment. Dee Marie unpacked them in the kitchen. She had bought a lot of soup and jello and painkillers and antiseptic creams. Reacher said, "We heard that Kate Lane had a visitor in the Hamptons." Dee Marie said nothing. "Was it you?"
"I went to the Dakota first, but the doorman told me they were away."
"So then you went?"
2 days later. We decided that I should. It was a long day, very expensive."
"You went there to warn Ann Lane's successor?"
"We thought she should be told what her husband was capable of doing."
"How did she react?"
"She listened. We walked on the sand and she listened to what I had to say."
"That was all?"
"She took it all in. Didn't react much."
"How definite were you?"
"I said we had no proof. Equally, I said we had no doubt."
"And she didn't react?"
"She just took it all in. Gave it a fair hearing."
"Did you tell her about your brother?"
"It's a part of the story. She listened to it. Didn't say much. She's beautiful, and she's rich. People like that are different. If it's not happening to them, it's not happening at all."
"What happened to your husband?"
"Vinny. Iraq happened to Vinny. Fallujah. A roadside booby trap."
"I'm sorry."
"They told me he was killed instantly. But they always say that."
"Sometimes it's true."
"I hope it was. Just that one time,